This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about how awful, apparently, it is to work for the Department of Homeland Security. The Washington Post there's a story here that says that it's so bad that even top-level executives are bailing out of this awful organization, that the Department of Homeland Security and its various sub-bureaucracies like the TSA and the Border Patrol are having a real tough time retaining employees. We actually had a guy on the line earlier saying that not only that, but the federal government as a whole is looking at a major exodus of a lot of their employees within the next couple of years, simply because 50% of them apparently are going to be reaching retirement age by 2016, I think was the date. So they're having a real tough time retaining people over there because the job sucks. Morale is terrible. And we had they called last hour who actually works for the federal government was saying there's apparently one guy who is peeing all over the bathroom as an expression of how frustrated he is with or he is with the job. And if you think about it, you know, if you ever had a bad dog or cat or something like that, or of course the argument, of course, would be that the owner is the bad thing, and then the cat and the dog are just responding to that. But if you've ever had a situation with a dog that's sort of or cat that's acting out, one of the ways they'll do that is by peeing on things to let you know they're upset with you. And so apparently that's happening with the Department of Homeland Security. The bureaucrat there has decided that he's going to pee all over the bathroom because that's the one thing that he feels like he can probably do that's anonymous to get back at the department. I mean, if he files a complaint, then everybody's going to know who filed the complaint, and something could come back to bite him. But urinating in the bathroom all over the floor and all over everything is apparently a more safe way to go about expressing his frustration.
My recollection was not that he was spraying a number one around, but that he was dropping a number two, Ian.
Really?
Yes, that's my imperfect recollection. I'll have to look it up.
No, there were two things, right? So the guy said there was somebody taking a dump in the hallway.
In the hallway.
Okay. And then the other story was somebody was just peeing all over the bathroom. Just anyway,
if they're working in concert.
A couple of extreme examples of what people will do when they're frustrated.
And the Department of Homeland Security, I want to interject that the name is incredibly creepy to me.
Sure.
Before the DHS was introduced and given to the people of America, I don't remember us using that kind of terminology, like the fatherland, the motherland, the homeland, very much
right.
to talk about the homeland. And, you know, Ian, I think it's because that's not at all what the DHS is for. It's not focused on the homeland. It's about the empire. But they call it that.
Sure.
To reinforce the fiction that it's about us. And it's for our safety.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously calling it an empire probably wouldn't go over real well, but if you can liken your government to the place where people were born, and of course homeland has that suggestion, then people feel a certain affinity for the place in which they were born. And so they're
very
like,
John Cougar Mellencamp.
I don't get it.
He appeals to the provincial folks. With his music.
I gotcha. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Want to hear from you. Actually, I'd ask if you work for the federal government and you can comment on what is being experienced here by apparently many federal bureaucrats. Would love to hear from you. Actually got some texts here from someone who works for the Border Patrol, which was cited as one of the agencies where morale is terrible. The agent says that basically Department of Homeland Security is too big, too many grossly overpaid bureaucrats who do nothing. Much of the Department of Homeland Security was a knee-jerk reaction to terrorism, and it's enormous. Personally, the employee says. I would like to see the Border Patrol break away from DHS, go back to their own entity, and my opinion is that immigration laws would have to change to allow more productive people to come here. So even somebody inside the Border Patrol saying that they want to roll back immigration laws. And it's apparently frustrating. It's got to be frustrating to work in a place where, you know, you have a task to do and you're surrounded by people who just don't care and that they, you know, are slacking off. Although, on the other hand, our argument would be it'd be a good thing that people in the Border Patrol are slacking off because, you know, I like the idea of people coming here.
Yeah, as do I. Got to agree with you there. People are the most valuable natural resource in the world.
So, share your thoughts here. I'm going to continue with the story from the Washington Post, and then, Johnny Ray, you have a follow-up from the new head of the Department of Homeland Security saying, there's nothing to see here. Everything's totally fine. Yes, there's been a problem in the past.
Why do you want to bring up old stuff?
Everything's fine now. Chet Lunner, the former deputy undersecretary of the DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis, recalls the time a high-level colleague realized his phone number was wrong on his DHS business card. This was no small matter. The colleague was the person local officials were told to call with critical questions, such as whether someone police arrested had ties to terrorists. Well, no one was calling. The official asked administrators for new business cards, said Lunner. They told him, you can't have them. We have a policy that we only give out new business cards every 26 weeks. In small and not so small ways, some unique to DHS and others not, the department can be an infuriating, exhausting place to work. Numerous former and current officials are saying that. The frustrations reflect the fundamental wiring of the department, which was created by plucking 22 autonomous agencies from across the government and welding them into one. Today, employees describe a stifling bureaucracy made up of agencies with clashing employee cultures and overtaxed by high-pressure responsibilities and relentless congressional carping. It can take many months to hire someone and weeks to get supplies as basic as a whiteboard. Many former and current officials said the most burdensome part of working for DHS is the demands of congressional oversight. More than 90 committees and subcommittees have some jurisdiction over DHS, nearly three times the number that oversee the Defense Department. Preparing for the blizzard of hearings and briefings, say officials, leaves them less time to do their jobs. And if you look at this ridiculous bureaucracy here, it takes, they say, weeks to get supplies as basic as a whiteboard. You can't just go out and buy a whiteboard at Office Depot or Office Max or Staples. You have to go through some bureaucratic approval process, likely, to partition the amount of money that you have available and then get approval from some higher-up bureaucrat. I mean, I don't know what's involved, but if it's weeks of time, it's probably some ridiculous bureaucratic process. And that's really got to wear on you.
Sure, sure. They've got so many employees that... I don't know. I was going to make some gag about how there's so many people that they've all got to play some part in the supply chain. So that's
everybody's
got to
get their approval.
Yeah, everybody's got to put their stamp on it.
To the purchase. So that's got to be frustrating. And if you're trying to get something done, you can't get the actual office supplies that you need to produce a report or give a presentation or something like that. Many of these bureaucrats say that it's difficult. Quote, it's a very dysfunctional environment, the hardest I've ever worked in, said one former senior administration DHS official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal operations. He said, quote, there were certainly times where you would say, I just got the crap kicked out of me and I'm making way less than I can make in the private sector, unquote. Surveys of employee morale show it has plunged to new lows in just the past few years. According to the Partnership for Public Service's annual Best Places to Work in the Federal Government survey, DHS ranked dead last among large agencies last year. Some of the most politically sensitive jobs are in the immigration realm, where the department's performance is fodder for partisan wrangling. Despite intense concern in both parties over immigration policy, Customs and Border Protection went 5 years without a confirmed commissioner until R. Gil Kierlowski received Senate approval in March. A series of other personnel moves around the same time have meant that the agency, which has critical border security responsibilities, has been riddled with vacancies. Share your thoughts. Any experience you've got, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. We'll get the official response from the top dog over the DHS here in a little bit. Plus, you can share your thoughts on anything that happens to be on your mind. We'll get into the tech world here in a little bit, too, with the idea of a digital twin. What the hell is that? Well, we'll find out. Apparently, you might have one within the next 5 to 10 years, according to futurist types. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about whatever's on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here, but also the Department of Homeland Security retaining their employees. There's a lengthy report over at the Washington Post citing just utter failure to have decent morale. People are frustrated by not just the terrible morale, but also the constant ridiculous bureaucratic demands placed on them by the Congress, but also just the difficulty of getting basic office supplies like business cards or a whiteboard. It can take weeks, they say, to do this. You can't get new business cards. According to one story, one guy had his phone number wrong, and it was like a critical number where people were supposed to be reporting dangerous thugs or something like that, and no one could call this guy, but he couldn't get the provisions to make his own business cards through the system for 6 months. So some of these bureaucratic frustrations are driving people away from these jobs, and of course they're saying that that's putting the country in jeopardy because people can't, they're not around to, you know, take care of whatever tasks they're supposed to take care of. If you're constantly hiring new people into these roles, and some of them are executive positions, you're constantly hiring new people, you're always training them, and then if they quit shortly after that, then you got to train somebody else. And to some extent, it's a good thing from a liberty perspective, considering that liberty-oriented people like to see the government being incompetent and foolish, but I think it's just interesting from a look inside the department. You know, what is it really like? Because when you look at their public face, they want you to believe that they're all kinds of efficient and that they're out there doing their best to keep the country safe from terrorist threats and all that. But the reality is these guys can't even put a presentation together because they can't get a whiteboard within several weeks. So it's interesting to see how inefficient and how bureaucratic these bureaucracies truly are. You're welcome to share your experiences. If you've worked for the federal government, feel free to get on the phones here or just bring up whatever's on your mind as well at 855-453. Plus, I want you to know about modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Maybe you're a frustrated federal bureaucrat and you need a pick-me-up. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Now then, over at modup.net, they make it affordable for you to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go to modup.net. If you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, that's code FTL at modup.net. It's world-class service at a great price for modafinil, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Again, that code is FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, continuing with some of the frustrations here of the federal bureaucracy, how bad is it? This Department of Homeland Security, this monster department created after the 9/11 attacks to purportedly make the, you know, the country more secure, they just took
as to streamline to yeah. streamline the process.
Right. So apparently, streamlining meant create a new bureaucracy and then drop 22 other bureaucracies underneath their umbrella and essentially add a level of bureaucracy to the DHS. That's according to the bureaucrats streamlining. And now, as a result, after what has been more than a decade of its existence, now it is listed as, of all the larger government, federal government agencies, the worst of all of them to work for. And they have a real tough time retaining the employees. Terry is with us in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Terry.
Hello. Thanks, guys. Wonderful discussion you're having this evening.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I called in primarily about secession, but sure. you guys pricked my interest here a little bit. My brother is a supervisor in the Federal Forest Service, and I don't think that you guys are really aware of just how exorbitant the expenses are, how inefficient. From what he was telling me, these guys get a budget every year, and if they fail to expend their full budget, well, that means that they get a budget reduction next year.
That's right. So they have to do all kinds of wasteful things to ensure they get that that bigger budget.
And this brother of mine, he's a very liberty-minded fella, and he likes to use the system against itself. So they'll have to make reports for ecological summaries. And so he goes on to suggest an infinite amount of reports to where these guys are mostly responding to reports rather than actually doing any work. It's pretty funny to hear how he's working the system from within the system to really get its own downfall. And it really is inefficient and et cetera. So I anybody who's ever worked in ex-military knows all this stuff just as easily.
Yep,
so my comment about – oh, go ahead.
Terry, I was just going to say that when I was in boot camp, when we got our gear for the first time, we all sort of gathered around and went through our gear, and if any of it had the slightest imperfection in it, a hole or anything else,
a scratch,
then the offending piece of gear was ripped if it was fabric, but, you know, it was destroyed so that we could get a brand new one.
Wow.
Similarly, I have firsthand in my tour of duty in the desert, I personally was responsible for carrying out the orders of destroying multiple 40-foot containers full of foodstuffs, water, equipment, just because we didn't want to turn it over to the locals. It would have upset their... their balance of power, as it were. So we just destroyed it there in the desert and buried the garbage right there in the sand.
You destroyed
food and water.
And water.
And water, yes. Not just water, but several 40-foot ocean cargo containers full of bottled water. Yeah.
My
we're rotating
goodness.
Out. Yeah. Now, but I wanted to speak particularly about secession. You know, you guys are, I know that there's mixed feelings, you know, between rearranging the deck chairs, whether one socialist is better than another socialist when we look at Scotland. But if the axiom, if the cognitive axiom of absolute power corrupts absolutely, it stands to reason that a reduction of a centralized power would involve or would automatically mean less corruption. Now, this doesn't mean a boss hog isn't going to, you know, appear on the horizon in a local backwater Tennessee county. That doesn't necessarily mean that's not the case. But given that if people are able to affect in a much greater say, it's not a voluntary society where one person is their own master, but if I have a greater share in the slice of pie about what happens in my body politics.
Absolutely.
I think it's half-stepping.
It's a bigger piece of an influence. Terry, you're right. I'm with you, man. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine looking in the mirror, and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to infidelbodyarmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled INFIDEL. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Four five zero 3733 with you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features you find there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, Coins in the Kingdom is coming up. In fact, it's going to be here before you know it. Probably it's, what, 2 weeks away almost at this point? October 4th through the 6th in downtown Disney at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista. It's going to be a Bitcoin party at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. And Free Talk Live is going to be there. Myself, Mark, even Brian and Stephanie from the Sunday Show, we're all going to be there broadcasting live on that particular weekend. Now, fun is mandatory at this event. In fact, kids under 12 get in free. And for adults, tickets are just $60 for the weekend, which is an amazing price. Hotel rooms, just $99. This is going to be a great Bitcoin event. All kinds of wonderful Bitcoin-related speakers will be there, like Kyle Drake from Project Skyhook, Charlie Shrem, one of the Bitcoin pioneers, Jason King of Sean's Outpost, Jeremy Gardner from the Cryptocurrency College Network, MK Lords from Bitcoin Not Bombs, as well as Dobby Barker, Will Pangman from Topeak, Dmitry Murashchik from Mycelium, and Pamela Morgan from Empowered Law, and more. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com. You get the full list of speakers there and all the details. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Bitcoin events like this, Bitcoin conferences, are always a blast. But these guys are calling this a Bitcoin party, so it should be even more fun than normal. Go and with us to celebrate magic internet money, bitcoins at the Magic Kingdom, coinsinthekingdom.com.
Ian, when's the last time you've been to the Magic Kingdom?
Would have been, I guess, Epcot, maybe,
uh-huh,
during high school at some point.
Okay.
So, quite a long time.
Yeah, for me, I was a lot younger than high school. But I went to Epcot Center. I saw Captain EO.
And that's the Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, it was a Michael Jackson 3D film where it was kind of sci-fi and dance related, of course. And I just remember at the beginning, it was amazing. There was this asteroid floating right in front of my face.
Awesome.
And then it blew up. And it was shocking. But do you have any favorite rides?
Don't remember a damn thing.
Okay.
I know I was there. That's all I can tell you.
I want to go through Pirates of the Caribbean again.
So, actually, on Monday, Johnny Ray, at the Coins in the Kingdom event, it's again Saturday, the October 4th through Monday the 6th. So, the Bitcoin sort of curriculum, if you will, the speakers and things like that, that's happening on Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday is sort of the free day where the folks from the event, many of them will be going to the park to enjoy the Disney World location. So go to coinsinthekingdom.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there in a few weeks, a couple, 2-3 weeks away from that. So we are looking into this Washington Post story, which is pretty detailed about how frustrating it is apparently to work for the Department of Homeland Security. They would like you to believe that everything is this well-oiled machine and they're up there in D.C. keeping you safe from the terrorists. And sure, it's a big government bureaucracy, but hey, that's what they need. It needs to be a big bureaucracy. It's a big threat from terrorism.
Right.
But apparently, according to the reality of the situation, is that it's, surprise, just another government bureaucracy, and they're bureaucratic and slow, and they're inefficient. You can't even get office supplies without waiting for weeks, and the morale is terrible. The employees are leaving. The high-level executives are bailing out of this. It's a terrible place to work, apparently. The worst of all of the ranked by the government's own rankings, ranked as the worst federal bureaucracy of a large size to work for. So I want to continue here with the Washington Post story. And then, Johnny Ray, you found a follow-up piece that was actually written by or submitted by the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
The secretary, Jay Johnson.
J-E-H? Is it pronounced J?
It's, according to the first thing I looked at, it's pronounced J.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's the remainder of the story here. In early 2010, the DHS hierarchy gathered to discuss a report that the agency was preparing about its mission. A top official looked around the table and asked who they felt were in charge of the department's counterterrorism role. 5 people raised their hands, said a person who attended the meeting. DHS's mission has never been entirely clear. Nowhere has this been more nettlesome than the department's Office of Intelligence and Analysis. The 2002 law creating DHS outlined a powerful intelligence role for the department, but much of that authority was lost during the Bush administration to the FBI and other agencies. DHS's intelligence office, officially created in 2007, instead has come to focus on issuing reports and coordinating with state and local authorities. For a time, the office operated relatively smoothly, but after its leaders started leaving, it was unable to resist what former DHS officials said were even more power grabs by other agencies, and morale plunged. By 2010, so many people had left because of unstable leadership that the team assigned to study Islamist extremists declined from about 24 people to 4 or 5, recalled Thomas Barnes, a former intelligence analyst. He said, "It decimated us." Barnes and other former analysts said the office started overlooking intelligence. In late 2009, Barnes told his bosses about a new threat, an extremist group gaining notoriety in Nigeria. He said no one was interested. It was way off their radar because we didn't have any bodies. The group was Boko Haram, which seized international attention this year by kidnapping more than 200 schoolgirls and is seen as a potential threat to the United States. Now, remember back when the 2001 strikes happened and on 9/11, there was indicators later on that the FBI and these, you know, the DHS didn't exist at that time, but the equivalents of it, the federal government agencies, they had awareness of some of the things that were going on. They had been given tips and information and hadn't done really much with it. So the bureaucracy was already inefficient and poor at doing its supposed job of protecting people, and now the bureaucracy is even larger and even more frustrating to work for. So get a clue, right? These guys aren't out there protecting you. They can barely even get their office supplies ordered correctly.
Seems like the only thing that they can protect us from are plotters that they recruit themselves.
That's true, and that's usually the FBI that's doing that stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, is FBI under DHS? I'm not real clear on that.
No, nor am I. I would assume that they are.
Bipartisan Senate study in 2012 concluded that understaffing and turnover in the DHS intelligence office were contributing to dangerous delays. The study found that hundreds of reports being prepared by intelligence analysts working with state and local officials on counterterrorism were being released months late, at times based on outdated information. When the intelligence office's director, Karen Wagner, stepped down in 2012, after just less than 3 years on the job, the position proved hard to fill. At least five people turned down the post, according to people familiar with the search. No one wanted it, said one person. It's the worst job in the intelligence community. Mayorkas, the DHS deputy secretary, declined to comment on the office's performance, but he praised its latest undersecretary, who was confirmed in April, claiming that he will bring morale to where it should be. And I think there's a moral to this story, and that is that you can't trust these people to keep you safe. And there may be people in our audience who are under the belief that the federal government is out there doing just that. And they would like you to believe that. And maybe every now and then they do actually get a bad guy. But the bureaucracy is so hamstrung by its own rules and regulations and inefficiencies, how can they get anything done?
Ian, I've got a list here on Wikipedia of the 22 agencies. The FBI is not one of them.
Interesting. Even as it wrestles with turnover in the intelligence office, DHS has been hit with defections in another vital area, cybersecurity. In one nine-month period between June of 2011 and March of 2012, for example, four senior DHS cybersecurity officials quit and one retired, all headed to the private sector. The departures came as the department battled the Pentagon and the National Security Agency over who should have responsibility for protecting critical private sector networks and for responding to industry requests for assistance. DHS was pressing to enshrine its authority in law. I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened, of course, what went wrong. And by the way, I don't think the federal government should be protecting private sector networks.
Right, let's let the private sector do that for themselves.
They've been doing a fine job of that for decades. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Please, let us handle our own security. It's Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at thisapprentice.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to thisapprentice.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's thisapprentice.com, promo code 8989.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid prefinished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available, but hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 thus far. The calls that we have taken on this topic of federal inefficiency and bureaucracy, what it's really like behind the scenes at the Department of Homeland Security. So far, our callers have definitely been backing up what has been said here in this Washington Post story. And longtime listeners of the show shouldn't be surprised by any of this. This is more of an interesting exposure of what things are really like, this Washington Post story, for those who are not aware of how bad things really are. And what I mean by that is, if there really is a threat out there against people in the United States, then you can't count on these federal bureaucrats to be the ones who are going to protect you. These guys can't even get their own office staff straight to where they could have the time to purportedly stop supposed terrorist threats. What we're sharing with you here about their intelligence office at the DHS is that it's been decimated, that there's been all kinds of people leaving because the job is terrible, or the jobs there are terrible. The morale is horrible. You can't get anything done, according to the story. And while libertarians might say that that's a good thing, I think they'd be right about that. But if there really was some sort of threat, because, you know, in theory, they could do something legitimate. Yeah, they could go after some real bad guys every now and then. But they're hamstrung by their own bureaucracy. This, if you want to be protected, you can't look to the federal government to do it. I mean, even your local police departments would be more effective at certain things simply because they're closer to home. Although it seemed like you might have disagreed with that statement, because we also, Johnny Ray's with us here tonight, we'd also talked about secession earlier, and one of our more recent callers had posited that, you know, secession is a good thing because it brings the bureaucracy a little bit closer to home, makes them a little bit more controllable. And Johnny Ray, you didn't really seem to agree with that assessment. Am I putting words in your mouth?
No, you're absolutely right. I find that it is someone who is, let's take the example of that we used before, Vermont, I'll put words in their mouth, the secessionist people in Vermont, that they would like to break away from the U.S., but they would like to still have a real and substantial version of their own state, of their own coercive state, mm-hmm. that so that redistributes the income of the people and has kind of a socialistic philosophy underpinning their movement.
Sure.
The simple fact of them breaking away is not, it's a half measure. And I want people to secede from the U.S. for the reasons that I support, which is individual liberty. And if they don't have a real conception of freedom, of human freedom, as I see it, then I don't think that it's got a great deal of value.
But isn't a half measure better than no measure?
Well, I'm afraid that they're gonna take this measure and they're gonna stop, mm-hmm. or they're gonna take this measure and it's not gonna work out because they're not actually committed to individual liberty, and it's not gonna work out well, and then they're gonna say that freedom doesn't work.
But they wouldn't be putting freedom into effect. They would be trying socialism, right? Like in Vermont, they wouldn't be moving in a freedom direction. They'd be moving in a more socialist direction. Are you saying someone would claim that is freedom?
Yeah, I think that they would.
Freedom from the federal government?
Yeah, and they would sell it that way, and everybody can. That freedom language, everybody loves it. Everybody uses it. Ian, you and I, of course, are the only ones who really know what it means.
You don't really mean that.
No, not quite. But the Free State Project really embodies my what I think freedom is, and that's freedom from somebody encroaching on me.
I have to say, I don't know, Johnny Ray. I mean, I get your argument, and I don't think it's a terrible one. But at the same time, I think that if Vermont were to secede, that others would be encouraged to follow without waiting to see what happened. I mean, sure, some would probably want to wait out and see what transpired. Like, you know, would the feds kill the Vermonters or roll in tanks or build border walls or whatever? I don't know. But ultimately, I think that it would ennoble other secessionist movements around the U.S., and it would be pretty clear that the secessionist movements would have a different flavor. You know, like the secession movement in Texas is going to be of a different variety than the one in Vermont. Secession movement in New Hampshire will be very different from Vermont. And I think it would be pretty clear from the outside that these things aren't made the same.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it would be expected that the different states that would secede would have different results. Like you look at the former Soviet states. You can compare. For instance, Estonia is one of the more freedom-oriented of the former Soviet states. They've had more prosperity as a result of that. Some of the other Soviet states, not so much. And so it's not a – obviously, that's not secession. That's just a failure of the USSR. But nonetheless, it's pretty clear that they're not all created equal, that the different movements do exist. And I would hope that people would look at things from a more intellectual perspective and a more detached perspective than rather than just saying that, oh, well, that didn't work. Because the people in Vermont may be saying it did work. Right?
Uh-huh.
There may be people who are just cheering Vermont on to say, hey, you know, they've got themselves a socialized healthcare system and they're happy with it. Or at least some of the people in Vermont are happy with it. And maybe you would see a bunch of socialists moving into Vermont as a result of that, hopefully from New Hampshire. That could be a boon, actually, if you think about it. I mean, if Vermont secedes and starts to attract the most hardcore socialists who want to do, you know, socialist-y things, then that helps us, doesn't it?
Because,
well, if you're a socialist living in New Hampshire and Vermont secedes and begins to implement more socialist policies
and hoovers up all the socialists from out of New Hampshire,
well, not all of them, but I bet there's going to be a real attraction there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, New Hampshire is the furthest thing away from a socialist state as far as if you're comparing state governments. It's one of the more small government places in the United States. That's not to say we don't have our problems in socialistic policies here, but when it's a clear difference.
Socialism is still strong in New Hampshire.
No doubt. But it's stronger in other places.
Yes.
And if the perception is that Vermont is the socialist mecca where, you know, if you're a true socialist, this is the place where you can go and have your policies. This is the testing ground for socialist ideals. Then that could be a real attraction, especially if all you have to do is just hop across the New Hampshire-Vermont border. And fewer socialists being in New Hampshire would benefit us, would it not?
Yes, that would benefit us. I have to admit with some shame, maybe no shame, I have to admit that I am well able to talk out of both sides of my mouth on this thing because, hey, if a lot of freedom, which is what I want, you know, my kind of individualistic libertarian anarchism, if a lot of freedom is good, then a little freedom is good, isn't it? And I think it is. And I sympathize with decentralization just for the sake of decentralization, but I evangelize complete and utter human freedom also.
As it should be. So back to the story here from the Washington Post. Looking into the bureaucracy and the failure of the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Cybersecurity, officials have quit left and right. In fact, in a nine-month period, four senior officials quit and retired. Four quit, one retired. They came as the department battled the Pentagon over who should have responsibility for certain tasks. Quote, it became so hard to advocate for DHS to be placed in charge and given more responsibility because people were constantly leaving. The cybersecurity bill ultimately died, a victim of strong opposition from industry and its backers on the Hill. Thank goodness, because anybody in the tech sector in IT knows they don't want the feds telling them what to do. You don't want some bureaucrats deciding security policies. The continuing stream of departures has at times hampered the department's ability to combat cyber attacks aimed at civilian federal networks and to serve as the federal point of contact for critical industries. High turnover has meant that at times the National Security Cybersecurity Group struggles to carry out its mission of analyzing attacks on federal and private computer systems and responding to them. Just last month, Larry Zelvin, who had directed the center for 2 years, also left, as well as another top DHS cybersecurity official. The constant churn, say the former officials, exacerbated turf battles and other problems that delayed Einstein 3, a program to block malicious software before it enters the .gov networks. The program is now scheduled to be completed, perhaps, by next year. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnny Ray, you're going to give us the official response to this Washington Post story by the head of the Department of Homeland Security. And still to come here tonight, what is a second you, a digital twin? We'll find out more about that coming up on Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.